The thought seemed unthinkable 2 weeks ago. The Vikings trading for a quarterback just days before the season opener. But that's the ever-changing life in the NFL. When Teddy Bridgewater went down on August 30th with a serious knee injury, the team suffered a massive blow. But Mike Zimmer wouldn't let the injury get his team down.
Well, you know, today is a disappointing day because, you know, the number one thing is Teddy's such a great kid. He's, you know, everybody loves him. We're not going to stick our heads in the sand. We're not going to go tuck our legs. We're not looking for excuses. We're going to go out and we're going to fight like we always do. We got some great football players on this team. You know, we're going to figure out a way. So everybody can count us out if they want, but I don't think that'd be the wrong thing to do.
It left the Vikings thin at quarterback, with veteran Sean Hill the only experienced signal caller on the roster. With a talented team that has high hopes for a deep playoff run, a move to add depth to the quarterback position was necessary. So the Vikings went out and made a blockbuster trade to land a former Rookie of the Year.
You know, obviously it was disappointing early last week when Teddy went down, and, you know, we rallied around the guys in the locker room. There's a ton of talent in there, and, you know, we knew we had something special here. And then, you know, earlier this weekend, bringing Sam in, you know, brought a little energy to the locker room. You know, when the organization's willing to go out and give up a first-round pick to bring a guy in, you know, it really shows that they have a lot of faith in all the guys in this locker room, that we have something special here and it's time to win right now.
Sam Bradford was obtained on Saturday in a trade with the Eagles that brings the 7-year veteran to Minnesota to help fill the void after the Bridgewater injury.
It was a little sad at first, and everybody like, man, you know, our starting quarterback went down. And, front office did a great job of, you know, going out there getting a guy that's who's been proven, who's been in the league for a long time, and, you know, he's a great guy. You know, he's a great guy. Sam is a great guy on and off the field. So he fits in well with our team, and we're excited about that, and we're excited to have him.
I was excited. I didn't see that coming, you know. I know we were sitting here, guys amongst each other, and we was talking about some of the guys that they could possibly bring in, and, you know, his name never came up because, we knew he was down in Philadelphia and didn't see that happening. But, you know, the tip of my hat, our GM, Rick Spielman, doing a great job of, you know, bringing a guy in that can contribute.
The first pick of the 2010 NFL Draft, Bradford spent his first 5 seasons in St. Louis with the Rams, where he won the NFL Rookie of the Year Award. After being dealt to Philadelphia in 2015, the 28-year-old went on to start 14 games last season with the Eagles. He now joins the Vikings and is quickly thrown into action as he gets adjusted to a new team.
It just takes time. It takes reps. You know, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of either of those. So, you know, I've had to learn new offenses in the past. I don't know if I've ever had to learn one, you know, quite this fast or in this much of a hurry. Yesterday kind of got thrown into the fire, you know, everything at once, and I think that's how we're going to have to do it.
He got here putting the system in and learning the parts of the system he needs to know to be able to function, and then it's really, you know, probably this is a benefit that, you know, we had a lot of the game plan done before he got here, so he could start learning parts of the game plan, and I think he's really done a good job with it.
The opportunity for Bradford to get a chance to compete with a team eyeing a deep playoff run makes him plenty excited to put on the purple.
You know, obviously, you know, it's nice knowing that, you know, we've got, you know, the best running back in the game and, you know, one of the best defenses in the game. And, you know, we're probably not going to have to go out there and throw it 60 times a game and, you know, put up a lot of points. You know, but you still got to come in. You still got to put in the time, you know, learn the new offense. You know, and I want to be as efficient as I possibly can when I step on the field.
The aggressive move by the Vikings shows that Rick Spielman and the coaching staff know this talented team can compete and continue to be a big presence in the NFC. Landing a talented veteran like Bradford to add to the quarterback group goes a long way in the locker room and is another reason why excitement is high for the opener on Sunday.
Been a little roller coaster, but, you know, we're finally here. And, you know, I'm just excited about this opportunity we have in front of us.